Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:13, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you today. Austin's going to be checking in on that five-day forecast, and it isn't a dry one either, is it?
No, it is not.
There is a chance of some rain throughout
the
week.
Oh, yes, all throughout the week.
Okay, so Austin will be diving into that, give you your latest traffic updates. We'll also have an update for you on the number of wildfires that are burning across the state. And by golly, airline over in Destin-Fort Walton Beach Airport, Allegiant, is expanding their service into now that airport. We will talk about the new services there. But first, it's been very busy today for this Memorial Day 2025. Here's three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, number one, a proposal to raise Escambia School Superintendent Keith Leonard's salary by about 19%. Has been placed on hold after severe pushback from the community. The matter was not brought before the Escambia School Board meeting. That happened on last Tuesday night at the May 15th workshop. Board member Paul Fetzko suggested Superintendent Leonard's salary be increased to at least $205,000 annually.
And 31-year-old Zachary Barfield, a Panama City fisherman, was sentenced to 30 days in jail in order to pay a $51,000 fine after being convicted of poisoning dolphins with a pesticide and shooting them with a firearm. The National Marine Fisheries launched an investigation revealing that Barfield became frustrated with dolphins eating red snapper from the lines of his charter fishing clients. He was a longtime charter and commercial fishing captain.
Yeah, a lot of happy anglers running around Florida and Alabama this time of year. Yep, Florida and Alabama's red snapper season officially opened. Charter boat captains are optimistic for a really long season. Florida's red snapper season runs through today, then kind of takes a few days of hiatus, returning and reopening on Sunday, June 1st through July 31st. There you go. There's about 60 good days of fishing for you. Alabama's red snapper season runs until June 30th or until the quota is met, whichever is longer. Florida also has a fall weekend season.
All right, 5:15 here. We'll get your local headlines in just a moment. But first, want to get you a quick check of the roads and weather. Brought to you by Rapid Radios. Rapid Radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies offering national LTE coverage for a limited time. Go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. I figured it was going to be a pretty calm afternoon with some of this holiday decreased traffic. But thank you for staying safe out there nonetheless. As for the weather, 86 degrees, low of 78 tonight. Going to have about a 20% chance of thunderstorms that will bleed into your Tuesday, where we'll see it hit as high as 40. And then over the next several days, we will see the rain chances increase even more.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Boy, aren't you a bearer of good news?
Yeah, aren't I a sunshine and rainbow?
Yahoo! Got to tell you, Governor DeSantis signed the Voter Freedom Act into law. If you remember this last Monday, just want to kind of advance a story for you, get you up to date on what's going on between this 7-day period. The governor was making sure the Sunshine State keeps its place as the boater capital of the world and keep police from unnecessarily stopping boats. WTVT Fox 13 down in Tampa Bay, Evan Axelbrank has more on this story.
Boaters in Florida know it takes a good reason, a bad reason, or no reason to be stopped for a safety check. Those days will be over on July 1st, when a new law goes into effect that requires law enforcement to have probable cause that a law is being broken before stopping a boat, just like on land. Only then will they be allowed to check for life vests, flares, or air horns. Now, a law enforcement officer will have to suspect that there's boating under the influence, speeding, or some kind of other violation taking place before they make a stop. The governor hopes that'll make crime fighting more efficient.
And a teenager in Navarre was seriously injured after running a stop sign and crashing into a truck with his electric scooter on Saturday. Teen was airlifted to Sacred Heart following the crash. This is significant because Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson says he has seen more of these e-scooters around our area lately, and he's trying to warn people to be safe with them because they certainly go fast enough that Johnson says you can easily be killed on one.
I just teased you about this a few minutes ago, but want to get you updated. Allegiant is offering new flight services from Destin-Fort Walton Beach to Akron, Canton, Ohio, and Washington, D.C. That is serviced through Dulles International. The new routes begin on Saturday. The Akron-Canton routes offer a $77 rate fare, while the Washington, D.C. Dulles route starts at $64.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
All righty, kicking things off here with Florida lawmakers approving two major bills and sending them to Governor DeSantis' desk. One bill bans elementary and middle school students from using cell phones throughout the school day, and it creates a pilot program testing to ban in high schools in six counties. And the second bill is known as Trooper's Law. You've heard us talk about this one. Makes it a third-degree felony to restrain dogs outside during natural disasters. It's inspired by a dog rescued during Hurricane Milton. Both measures now awaiting the governor's signature.
518 News Radio 92.3. The House has advanced a budget bill in a narrow vote, sending it to the Senate, which will now consider the measure. Florida Republican Congressman Brian Mast, he appeared on Fox and Friends urging the Senate to pass that bill.
These are all big things for the American people, and I think they recognize not just as the president's agenda, but as something that unleashes the American economy and goes out there and does what needs to be our commitment, which is let Americans do more with their resources and let Washington try to do more with less.
And since we're keeping with the theme of DeSantis and bill signing here, he's poised to sign House Bill 999. That designates gold and silver coins as legal tender for debt payments. The bill also includes requirements for ensuring the security of deposits, record keeping, and maintaining separate ledger accounts for transactions involving the precious metals. Additionally, it mandates that the Chief Financial Officer and the Financial Services Commission create and submit implementing rules to the legislature by November 1st.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Governor DeSantis once again defending a program led by his wife that received millions of dollars through a settlement. Eben Brown has this report today from Miami.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is still being asked questions about Hope Florida, the program under the leadership of his wife, First Lady Casey DeSantis, which received $10 million in funding as part of a state Medicaid settlement. DeSantis says the program has yielded results in getting Floridians to work and self-sufficiency.
You're not relying on government. And in fact, Hope Florida, there have been 30,000 people that have gotten off means-tested government assistance that saved the taxpayer over $100 million.
Speaking in Tampa, Democrats have called for investigations. The governor denies the program does anything improper. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
News Radio 92.3, a former congressional candidate here in Florida will be spending several years in prison. Kevin Urinsky explains why.
41-year-old William Braddock III was sentenced in federal court in Tampa Wednesday to 3 years in prison for plotting to have his primary opponent murdered by a foreign hit squad. In 2021, Braddock and current Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna were running for the Republican nomination for Florida's 13th District when he went as far as telling Paulina Luna's friend during a phone call that he would have her murdered by a Russian-Ukrainian hit squad if she continued to poll well. Braddock eventually flew to Thailand before settling in the Philippines. He was returned to the U.S. last year in order to face trial. Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
521 on the nose here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pizzacola right now. When we return, we'll get some national headlines for you before we lead you into the Fox News bottom of the hour break right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's strength for life.
Memorial Day is much more than mattress sales, barbecues, and the Indy 500. While each of those things add to the festive nature of the three-day weekend, Memorial Day is our opportunity to honor people who've made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation. During our country's Civil War, over 600,000 soldiers gave their lives. During World War I, over 130,000 American soldiers died. And in World War II, 405,399 American soldiers gave their lives in that global conflict. It is to them that we all have a great debt. And it is on this day especially where we want to preserve their memory and commemorate their life. It's a Christ-like thing to sacrifice your life for the sake of others. Jesus died so that others could live. Take time this Memorial Day to commemorate the lives of fallen American soldiers, but also take time to reflect on the gracious sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ for sinners such as us.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, don't miss the Grand Fiesta Parade in downtown Pensacola. Don't miss the crews, high school bands, the King, Queen, and their court. The fun rolls at 7. The Fiesta Boat Parade is Saturday beginning at 1. The best place to catch the colorful parade from land will be from Sanders Beach, Corinne Jones Center, or Plaza de Luna downtown. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 524, News Radio 92.3. President Trump is delaying new tariffs on European imports. Jared Halpern has more. He's at the White House this afternoon.
Following a call with the president of the European Commission, President Trump says he'll postpone 50% tariff rates on European goods until July 9th, allowing time for trade talks to continue.
And she said she wants to get down to serious negotiation because... I've told you specifically, haven't I told anybody that would listen? They have to do that.
Last week, the president said trade talks with the EU were going nowhere, and he threatened the 50% charge beginning June 1st. The president is also warning Apple and other smartphone makers of tariffs if products are not produced in the U.S. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
525, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, roads looking good from what I can see. That's typically to be expected when we have decreased flow on some of these holidays. But nonetheless, thank you for staying safe out there. Makes my job easier. As for the weather, 86 degrees, going to be a low of 78 tonight with about a 20% chance of thunderstorms. Tomorrow, going to be similar temperature-wise, high of 87, low of 75, but we are going to see a slight uptick in those thunderstorm chances, sitting at around 30 to 40% chance.
Okay, very, very interesting. If you don't mind, I know we're kind of out of sync on this one, but 0942, if you don't mind racking that for me. Tensions continuing to rise between President Trump and Harvard University. This thing is getting out of control. Not sure where it's heading. Here's Griff Jenkins, has more on the report.
President Trump is railing against the Ivy League school today in a series of Truth Social posts this morning. First saying this, I'm considering taking $3 billion of grant money away from a very anti-Semitic Harvard and giving it to trade schools all across our land. What a great investment that would be for the USA and so badly needed. Now, this comes after Harvard sued and a federal judge temporarily blocked the administration stripping the school of its ability to enroll international students on foreign visas. This all began last month when DHS demanded the university hand over records of foreign students who participated in, quote, illegal and violent activities, which Trump now claims has not been received on Truth Social also this morning.
And speaking of President Trump, he honored those who gave their lives serving in the military, visited Arlington National Cemetery to mark Memorial Day, took part in a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier before delivering remarks. Trump said that we share in the sorrow with the families of fallen service members and added that they gave everything and asked for nothing.
All right. Is your local weather man or weather lady in trouble, maybe with job security after...
I hope not.
Yeah.
For my sake.
Well, here's the reason I say this is because artificial intelligence is now being used to predict the daily weather forecast.
Ooh.
This could be very interesting. Here's Even Brown.
Your favorite weather app might tell you things like the air quality index, but Microsoft says its latest AI model called Aurora can now do the same. The tech company says it's accurately predicting weather events as complicated as hurricanes and typhoons. They even claim their forecasts outdid the National Hurricane Center's 5-day cyclone tracking in the 2022 season. Using artificial intelligence to help with meteorology isn't exactly new, but Microsoft plans to incorporate Aurora's work into the forecast offerings on its MSN public portal, using it to offer forecasts that update hourly. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And former New York Congressman and Korean War vet Charlie Rangel is dead at the age of 94. Often referred to as the Lion of Harlem, Rangel died earlier today surrounded by family. He was elected to Congress in 1971, where he served for 46 years. He was the primary sponsor of 40 bills during his tenure, including President Obama's Affordable Care Act, the Low-Income Housing Tax Credit, and the so-called Rangel Amendment aimed at ending apartheid in South Africa.
I cannot believe we're still talking about this story after the number of days since it initially happened. What I'm talking about, New Orleans police continuing to look for five inmates that had escaped from prison. Nate Foy is reporting from Canal Street in New Orleans.
Day 11 of this manhunt, five dangerous fugitives remain on the loose, and all five, but really one, appears to be quite slippery. A source close to the investigation tells Fox News that police executed a second search warrant trying to find Lenton Van Buren last night, but came up empty. As a result of that raid, authorities arrested his 28-year-old sister, Lenica Van Buren, his father, Lenton Van Buren Sr., and Patricia Van Buren. Now, local media reports that Van Buren asked for a clean phone before his escape, and all 12 people are accused of helping the inmates. Prosecutors say some of them provided food, money, or rides, while others helped during the actual escape.
Hey, don't forget, Blue Angels 2025 air show practice sessions return tomorrow and Wednesday from the flight line at the Navy Museum aboard NAS Pensacola. Coming up in five, we'll look at some sports on News Radio 92.3.
I'm John Saucier. President Trump honoring fallen service members this Memorial Day as he participates in a wreath-laying ceremony in Arlington National Cemetery. The president speaking at the Memorial Amphitheater, remembering the many who've made the ultimate sacrifice for the nation.
Every child that lives in peace, every home that is filled with joy and love, every day the Republic stands is only possible because of those who did what had to be done when duty called.
Overseas, where police in England say a 53-year-old British man plowed a minivan into a crowd of Liverpool soccer fans who were celebrating the team's Premier League's championship. This guy's been arrested. Liverpool fans came out in the tens of thousands for the parade. Witnesses described the minivan speeding into the crowd and said they heard the thuds of it striking people. One witness said it looked deliberate, and again, this man identified as British. America's listening to Fox News.
Celebrating 15 years of excellence, Nancy's Catering and Events has been feeding Pensacola's most unforgettable occasions since 2010. Led by award-winning executive chef Gus Silivos, Nancy's team brings top culinary creations and guest experiences to the Gulf Coast area. From lavish weddings and galas to seaside crab boils and garden parties, Nancy's has you covered. For more information and to see the array of menus and services, visit nancyscateringandevents.com. Nancy's Catering and Events, where your perfect event begins.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. You're invited to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This Tuesday, it's the brother and sister country music duo and Pensacola's very own Pearl and Rafe. Pearl brings the glitter, Rafe brings the grit, and together they bring the party wherever they go. It's Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7 with Pearl and Rafe. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, a proposal to raise Escambia School Superintendent Keith Leonard's salary by about 19% has been placed on hold after severe pushback from the community. The matter was not brought before the Escambia School Board meeting last Tuesday. Of course, we had previously reported that at the May 15th workshop, board member Paul Fetzko suggested that Superintendent Leonard's salary be increased to at least an annual $205,000.
All right, 534, News Radio 92.3. Here's story number two, by the way. 31-year-old Zachary Barfield, Panama City fisherman, was sentenced to 30 days in jail in order to pay a $51,000 fine after being convicted of poisoning dolphins with a pesticide, then shooting them with a firearm. The National Marine Fisheries launched an investigation revealing Barfield became frustrated with dolphins eating their red snapper from the lines off his charter fishing clients. Barfield was a longtime charter and commercial fishing captain.
In your third and final top story this afternoon, Florida and Alabama's red snapper season is officially open. Charter boat captains are optimistic for a long season. Florida's red snapper season runs through today, reopening on Sunday, June 1st, and running through July 31st. Alabama's red snapper season runs until June 30th or until the quota is met, depends on whichever is longer. Florida also has a fall weekend season.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The New York Knicks are the NBA's comeback kids. Good morning, I'm Jared Max. Game 3 Eastern Conference Finals against the Pacers. The Knicks became the first team in NBA history to win three playoff games in the same postseason in games in which they trailed by 20 points.
They were down 2-0, losing both at home, but go on the road, down by 20, and win.
On TNT, the Knicks beat the Pacers in Indianapolis 106-100. New York outscored Indiana in the final quarter 36-20. Karl Anthony Towns scored 20 of his 24 points in the final quarter. The road team has won every game in the series. Next game tomorrow in Indianapolis. Pacers up 2-1. Western Finals game 4 tonight in Minneapolis. The Thunder lead the Timberwolves 2-1. Hockey, behind 2 goals apiece from Connor McDavid and Zach Hyman, the Edmonton Oilers went up 2-1 on the Dallas Stars in the Western Conference Final. They won last night 6-1. Tonight, the Panthers will try to return to the Stanley Cup Final. They host the Hurricanes in Game 4, up 3-0. No single day of auto racing like yesterday. Started in Indianapolis, finished in Charlotte.
How about it? From the back to the front, Ross Chastain wins the Coca-Cola 600.
He told us coming into this weekend, if I don't win the Indy 500 in my career, it will be a career unfulfilled. He had, and the caution is out. Caution is out. Pelot will win for validation, vindication for Alex Pelot. He has won the Indianapolis 500.
Indy 500 on Fox TV, Coca-Cola 600 on Prime Video. Alex Pelot, the two-time reigning IndyCar champ, won his first Indy 500. Then Ross Chastain passed William Byron with 6 laps to go to win NASCAR's Coca-Cola 600. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Yeah, part of that was, of course, the NBA playoffs. Well, they are continuing today. Western Conference Finals Game 4 between the Thunder and Timberwolves is getting underway this evening. And you can catch the coverage starting at 7 p.m. on our sister station. That's ESPN Pensacola. You can find ESPN Pensacola on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or on the free ESPN Pensacola mobile app.
All right. Afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. Birmingham brought out the bats again on Sunday. As the Barons down Pensacola 6-2, Pensacola is now 23-22 on the season. The Wahoos hit the road tomorrow for the first game of a six-game road series against Montgomery. And, you know, it was the longest race of the NASCAR Cup Series season. And as Fox's Greg Thompson tells us, it took almost 600 miles to decide.
For most of the Coca-Cola 600, it looked like it would be the local kid with something to celebrate. Racing at his hometown track, Charlotte native William Byron led for 283 of the 400 laps, but with just six to go, he was passed by Ross Chastain, who had started the race 40th in a backup car.
To drive on that final run and pass two cars that had been way better all night, holy cow, we just won the World 600!
Chastain there, courtesy of Prime Video after his first win of the season. In the other big story, Kyle Larson did become just the fifth driver ever to compete in both the Indy 500 and Coca-Cola 600 in the same day, but it didn't go great as he crashed out of both races early. Greg Thompson, Fox News.
And UCLA has set a new Women's College Softball World Series record. UCLA's softballers are the first to reach the Women's College World Series 33 times. This is also the ninth time in 10 seasons UCLA has reached a big dance. The new record was set Sunday as the Bruins blanked South Carolina 5-0 in Game 3 of the Super Regionals. Number 9 UCLA will take on number 16 Oregon on Thursday in OKC. Also Thursday, we got the Florida Gators taking on Texas, Tennessee taking on Oklahoma, and Texas Tech going up against Ole Miss. If UCLA makes it all the way through and wins the championship, it will be the Bruins' 13th national title.
Okay, let's frame this story as the man and his cat.
Okay.
How's that one? Oregon guy and his feline friend received a warm welcome over the weekend in Hawaii. CJ Papa has the details on News Radio 92.3.
He went viral for quitting his job to sail the Pacific with his cat, Phoenix.
It doesn't really matter how much money you make at this point. Everybody's just trying to do enough to get by. It's just the world's in a weird place, and I think people have seen that it's possible to break out.
Oliver Ridger and his furry pal are online sensations. The 29-year-old liquidated his retirement savings, taught himself to sail mostly watching videos on YouTube, refitted the $50,000 boat he bought, and shoved off from the Oregon coast. He says diagnosed 4 years ago with a syndrome that carried a risk of paralysis made him realize he hated his managerial job at a tire company. He landed in Oahu Saturday, greeted by cheering fans, and Hawaii's Governor Josh Green presented him with a proclamation. CJ Papa, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
Andy Gresh with a Sports Minute. Can the standalone sporting event continue to survive? We had the Indianapolis 500 over the weekend, and yes, it's a part of the IndyCar schedule, but come on, it stands out the way the Masters does or the Kentucky Derby. I wonder, how long can those events really last? 275,000 people in Indianapolis is nothing to sneeze at, but are the Youngs going to follow these standalone events? I'm not sure. I'm Andy Gresh.
If Twisted Tea was your best friend, they'd start a dance party in the supermarket that turns into a pool party at your place, and you don't even own a pool. Twisted Tea is smooth, refreshing, and always fun. Twisted Tea hard-ass tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay, things, people, love. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
It's Clean Car Month. Right now, get the Pro X1 Car Care Collection Wash Kit for just $19.99, exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, the push to make America healthy again is moving beyond the federal government. with a number of states asking the Trump administration for waivers banning food stamp recipients from using their benefits for sodas and candy, Indiana Governor Mike Braun says his state is one of those looking to change our nation's eating habits.
It doesn't make sense, and that's where you get the worst of government involved. They want to push it, I think, for the wrong reasons. Then you get industry buying into it.
Yeah.
That's not going to fly with the current administration, nor with mine here in Indiana.
And alcohol-related cancer deaths have doubled in the U.S. over the last three decades. In 1990, there were just under 12,000 deaths, but that number skyrocketed to 23,000 in 2021. The study came out of the University of Miami's Comprehensive Cancer Center and shows that the increase is being driven by deaths in men 55 and older. The World Health Organization labeled alcohol as a carcinogen in 1987.
I know they frame this story as surprising results. I'm not so surprised about the results. New findings on loneliness is revealing some very definite responses. Here's Laura Kantner with the report.
Men are at the top of the list when it comes to the loneliest people in the U.S., more specifically, Gen Z and millennial men. They accounted for 25% of the total number. That's according to a new Gallup poll that gathered data from 2023 to 2024. And it's not just young American men who are feeling lonely. One in five Gen Z and millennial guys who live in other countries, including Turkey, France, Ireland, and Canada, also reported feeling isolated. New York City psychotherapist Justin Yong attributing this growing epidemic to men becoming preoccupied with gaming and porn that hinder them from displaying intimacy. Laura Kantor, Fox News.
Chris, have you ever thought about joining the Army?
Not really. No, not in my, are you talking about when I was young?
No, I mean within the last couple of weeks or so.
Oh, I guarantee you I haven't.
Me neither. Either way, the U.S. Army updating its fitness standards. On June 1st, the military branch will begin using its new Army fitness test, which replaces the current combat fitness test. The Army said that the new test will include updated scoring standards, emphasizing readiness and combat effectiveness. Soldiers have until January 1st to meet the new fitness standards without facing adverse actions. The five-part test includes a 3-repetition maximum deadlift, hand release push-ups, sprint drag carry, a plank, and a 2-mile run.
There you see, there's a reason why I didn't do that. The Education Department is teaming up with the Department of Justice to conduct a first-of-its-kind investigation into Washington State's policies regarding transgender students. Dan Springer, on the streets of Seattle this afternoon.
Students in La Center, Washington, stand out from the rest of the state for what is not part of their education. Teachers don't ask them for preferred pronouns or alternate names. And if they do identify as transgender, a meeting is set up with their parents. School officials say not to out them, but to include the most important people in their lives. La Center calls it a pro-family policy and is fighting to keep state funding because state law says parents must be kept in the dark if that's what students want. Two sets of school records, one parents can see and one they can't. And that has triggered an unprecedented federal joint investigation by the Education and Justice Departments.
Okay, 5:45 on News Radio 92.3, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Thank you very much, sir. Yeah, looking at the roads here, it's been a very smooth sailing afternoon. Please continue to keep it that way for your safety and for my convenience on the job. As for the weather on a local scale, 86 degrees, low of 78 tonight. Got about a 20% chance of thunderstorms. But as we get into tomorrow, weather's going to be similar from a temperature standpoint, but we're going to see those rainfall chances creep up a little bit locally. Going to hit as high as 40% chance of storms.
You see, I knew there was a reason that I cut the grass this weekend.
Yeah.
Get ahead of the potential rain.
Got it while it was free.
Well, not a bad forecast here. Stormy Memorial Day forecast for a lot of Americans today, affecting a lot of flights, specifically Midwest flights. Well, the rest of the week really won't be much better. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean has more in this Fox weather forecast.
Strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible today for the southern plains into the lower Mississippi and Tennessee River valleys. That includes large hail, damaging winds, isolated tornadoes. On Tuesday, the risk spreads towards the Ohio Valley in the southeast. Heavy rain will bring the threat for flooding over the next few days as the pattern remains in place. Cooler temperatures are in the forecast for the northern and central two-thirds of the country as we begin the month of June. Fox Weather for all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. AAA says a record 45.1 million people are expected to travel between Thursday, May 22nd and today, Monday, May 26th, breaking the 2005 holiday weekend record of 44 million travelers. Of those travelers, more than 38 million are expected to hit the road. GasBuddy says motorists can expect to spend an average of $3.08 per gallon of regular gas. Apple has raised the amount of money people can get off their next iPhone in China by trading in their old device. The move signals Apple's desire to spur more sales in China, where it has faced falling market share and declining sales amid tougher competition from Xiaomi and Huawei. According to a recent Northwestern Mutual study, 40% of Gen Zers expect to spend more on travel in 2025 than in 2024, while outpacing other generations. According to Berkshire Hathaway's 2025 State of Travel Insurance Report, Gen Z's annual travel spending went up by about 20% from 2023 to 2024. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, 548, News Radio 92.3, more auto jobs coming to Georgia. Remember the days where you see, go west, young man, go west. That's where the jobs are. Georgia's a hot spot. Jeff Benasso has the report.
Mercedes-Benz is expanding its U.S. headquarters in Sandy Springs in Metro Atlanta, announcing the addition of up to 500 jobs, including corporate, technical, and high-tech, in the company's new multi-million-dollar research and development facility, a move that's expected to be completed by next year as the luxury automaker consolidates positions to Georgia from across the country. Mercedes-Benz saying the move strengthens its position for continued growth and reinforces its established commitment to the U.S. market. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And President Trump says lowering the cost of drugs may end up being the most significant thing his administration will do. Speaking at a Make America Healthy Again event last week, Trump said the way he's challenging high drug prices will resonate for generations. The president said the cost of some drugs has already gone down between 80 and 89% and added that the U.S. has been subsidizing the low cost of drugs in other nations, and that's going to stop. Last week, Trump signed an executive order aimed at slashing prescription drug prices.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for the ride home this afternoon. Beautiful afternoon. Austin will be bound about 5 minutes from right now. Give us the latest of the weather and how that's trending. Memorial Day is the unofficial start of summer, and air conditioning experts are giving tips on how to stay cool without paying more. Heather Sullivan from Fox 26 in Houston has the details.
You've probably already cranked up your air conditioning with the early heat and humidity we've been having. HVAC industry experts warn that President Trump's tariffs could significantly drive up the cost of parts and repairs, and that's on top of existing pressures like shortages of labor and raw materials. Some HVAC service companies say expenses have already risen 80% since the pandemic, and that it's just plain impossible not to pass on some of those costs to customers. Schedule an AC tune-up to fix any issues before they get worse. Get multiple quotes from licensed technicians so that you're not overpaying for the tune-up or the repairs. Heather Sullivan, Fox News.
And millions of Americans taking hits to their credit scores from delinquent student loans. An analysis by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York shows credit scores dropped by more than 100 points for over 2 million delinquent student loan borrowers. Scores fell 150 points or more for more than 1 million in the first 3 months of this year.
Okay, President Trump's tax cut and spending bill faces a really tough crowd in the U.S. Senate. Ashley Strohmeyer has why.
The fate of President Trump's big, beautiful bill now rests in the Senate. The sweeping tax and spending package faces pushback from some Republicans concerned about the national debt, Medicaid cuts, and other provisions. And Democrats warn the bill could strip benefits from millions of low-income Americans. House Speaker Mike Johnson is urging Senate Republicans to keep revisions minimal to maintain unity.
Okay, med bills and finances taking the center stage here this afternoon. There is a cash crisis at the World Health Organization, and its leader says this is really bad news for millions. Jonathan Savage has the report.
The United States is the main funder of the WHO, but it's about to pull out, leaving a $600 million hole in the organization's budget. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says that's not the only problem. Cuts to bilateral aid programs are already being felt.
Patients are missing out on treatments. Health facilities have closed. Health workers have lost their jobs.
The loss of U.S. government funding means China will be the WHO's number one contributor from next year. President Trump's accused the group of kowtowing to Beijing. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
5:52 on the nose here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. When we return in just a couple minutes, we'll get some pop culture notes to ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go.
Ain't Too Proud is a celebration that brings the audience to its feet.
Ain't too proud to bear.
The Grammy-winning songs. The Tony-winning moves.
Ain't too proud to prove.
Ain't too proud. The life and times of the Temptations. June 4th and 5th, Pensacola Sanger Theater. On sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Of course, we talked quite a bit about Memorial Day. We listened to some of the excerpts from President Reagan's 1986 speech on the subject. Also talked about the NOAA Atlas 14 standard proposed to be used in Santa Rosa County for floodwater mitigation and why the Board of County Commissioners isn't exactly sold on that. Very interesting conversation at the Board of Trustees for UWF about tenure approval and how professors earn it. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.555 Heads up, Pensacola. A little bit of Guns N' Roses. Never hurt anybody. Austin Price looking at our weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. What's going on?
Well, luckily, nothing much. The roads have been pretty smooth sailing all throughout this afternoon. Thank you for staying safe out there. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 86 degrees. It's going to be a low of 78 tonight with a 20% chance of showers. Those chances will increase tomorrow, where the high will be 87 and the low will be 75.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, Kelsey Grammer, or sometimes known as Frasier, warns of an AI deepfake. Michelle Polino has more on the story.
Kelsey Grammer is sounding the alarm on artificial intelligence, calling it dangerous despite its growing role in Hollywood. In a new interview with Fox News Digital, the Frasier star expressed concern over AI deepfakes and their ability to blur the line between reality and manipulation.
What I'm a little sad about is our prevalence these days to come up with so many as they try to say deepfakes. You know, the ones who say it's usually are the ones who are actually doing it.
While he acknowledged AI's potential in fields like medicine, he warned about the risk of artificial general intelligence, machines that could match or surpass human cognition. Grammer added that AI will never capture the spontaneity and genuineness of human performance. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And here's some wholesomeness for you. The soup kitchen rocker John Bon Jovi has opened in the Ocean County Library in Toms River, New Jersey. Apparently, it's sticking around a little longer. In an online post, organizers say the soup kitchen has served more than 2,600 meals since it opened 11 weeks ago. It's helped two guests find permanent housing and connect others with legal aid and mental health care.
Okay, it's a Memorial Day weekend for the box office record books. Jane Fergus has those numbers.
Disney's Lilo and Stitch is off to a running start, bringing in nearly $146 million in its opening weekend.
We have apprehended a dangerous experiment. Where is he?
He escaped.
The live-action remake sets a Memorial Day opening weekend record previously held by Tom Cruise's Top Gun Maverick in 2022. Cruise makes another huge splash this Memorial Day with the release of Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning, the latest installment earning $63 million to mark the biggest opening weekend for the franchise. Final Destination Bloodlines falls to third place, pulling in $19 million. Jane Fergus, Fox News.
And dozens of couples who got married in Las Vegas on Sunday can forever say they were wed on a palindrome date. The date 52525 is a palindrome, meaning that the numbers are the same read forwards and backwards. The Blessed Wedding Chapel alone says it had more than 30 weddings on Sunday, not including walk-ins. This month is rare in that it has 10 straight palindrome dates. The trend started on May 20th and continues through May 29th.
Speaking about weddings in Vegas, I was married in Las Vegas at the Little White Chapel. But I was married in a drive-through window. You drive up, it's like driving into a McDonald's, and the Reverend of the Desert Sun sticks her head out the window and marries you. As you look over her shoulder, there's Elvis in there marrying people and things like this. Very bizarre. It was almost surreal until I got back to my priest, and he wasn't at all happy. So we had to redo it, of course, in the church. So, but it was very interesting, to say the least. Hey, the patriarch of the Duck Dynasty clan has passed away, and I really did love this guy and his messaging. We're talking about Phil Robertson. Michelle Polino has more on the reaction to his passing.
Tributes are pouring in for Duck Dynasty patriarch Phil Robertson, who died at 79 after battling multiple health conditions, including Alzheimer's disease. Jace Robertson confirmed his father's passing on X, writing, "He will be missed, but we know he is in good hands. We will see him again." Corey Robertson, his daughter-in-law, shared a statement on Instagram writing, "We celebrate today that Phil Robertson is now with the Lord." She added that a private family service will be held with a public celebration to follow. House Speaker Mike Johnson praised his extraordinary legacy. Others honoring Robertson included Ben Carson, Charlie Kirk, and Franklin Graham, who said now he is in the presence of his Lord and Savior. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And congratulations are in order for NFL rookie Travis Hunter. And, of course, we were just talking about weddings a moment ago, but now he's a married man. The Jaguars' top draft choice married his fiancée, Lena Lene, and bought her a luxury Mercedes G-Wagon SUV, and he wore an all-white tuxedo matching his bride's strapless white gown. The Daily Mail reported that the two had a lavish ceremony at the barn at Faith Farms in Athens, Tennessee on Saturday.
Okay, the U.S. Postal Service is celebrating the three original branches of the military by releasing special 250th anniversary stamps. The stamps will be decorated with the seal of either the Army, the Marine Corps, or the Navy. Stamps will always hold the value of current first-class mail one-ounce stamps, regardless of current first-class pricing. All right, so there you go. Something to look forward to. And something else to look forward to, we have a lot of news coming up next hour. 12 minutes on News Radio 92.3.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.